The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody in Northeast Florida. We are so happy to be here on this gorgeous Saturday. Have you seen the weather? The blue skies, the sun is shining. It is spectacular.
Fall is back.
I love
Angela
fall.
Is back from last week. Did you get all managementized? You went to a management type thing, a rah-rah show.
Oh, from last week.
From last week,
you know what? I got really, yes, it was a business seminar for 3 days. It was super duper intensive. And you know what? I learned so much stuff. I cannot even begin to tell you the amount of information. I didn't even know I had that much capacity remaining in my brain.
Oh, you got so much capacity.
I did, and it was great, and I made a lot of new friends and great networking, and I love to go to stuff like that anyway.
Well, good. Hey, we want to start off the show today. We're in our eighth year, and we've never done this before, and we hope we never have to do it again, but it's a special dedication show. We are dedicating the show to some good friends of ours, and, you know, in the real estate business, we actually make a lot of friends. We do a lot of business, so we meet a lot of people.
We do meet a lot of people.
And
yes.
One of the couples that we have come to meet became such good friends with us that we have come to travel with them. And the wife, Carol, she actually married us.
Last year.
Yep.
We're newlyweds.
She and Gus came with us on our honeymoon where we went to Europe last year for 3 weeks. And unfortunately this week, her wonderful, adoring, kind, considerate husband, he passed away this week just quite suddenly.
Yes.
And we want to dedicate our show today to Carol and Gus. And I want it to be we don't want it to be a somber show, but to say to everyone that you never know when you are going to lose your spouse or your children. So take every opportunity to love your spouse, love your children. You never know when you're going to lose them. So we want to give a big shout out to Gus and to Carol and to all our friends and our listeners and say thank you for listening to us. And if you have an opportunity today, take the opportunity today make the opportunity to love your friends, love your spouse, give them a big hug. Alan, thank you for being here with us.
It's a love fest.
Yeah.
We're having a love fest.
We want to thank you for being with us for the last several years. You do a great job. We love that you're here, and we want to thank you for being here. And we just want to say that our thoughts and prayers go out to Carol today. We're going to see her after the show today.
Yep.
And Gus was just a wonderful, wonderful, kind, gentle soul. And we will all miss him very, very much.
You know, one of the things I remember most about Gus is he would help me scheme against you. Did you know that? We were out shopping one time, and I wanted to buy something. You're like, oh, we don't need that. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a really good price. It's on sale. And you're like, we don't need that. And Gus said, give it to me. I'll take it home. You can get it later. Thank you, Gus. He was my friend, and I loved him, I will miss him very much.
Great man.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, let's move on.
You know what I need to move on to?
Okay.
My brother-in-law, who listens to me every week, his name is Tom. He is listening, and today is his birthday.
Well, happy birthday,
Tom.
So
we had to say happy birthday to Tom, and also our boss, Donna Overman. Today's her birthday.
All right.
So there are two great folks on the planet who we know and love and respect. Excuse me. And It's their birthday, so well, we just need to say happy birthday.
Hey, we need to celebrate something, too, that happened. A report came out this week. It is the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years.
Yeah.
So congratulations to us, meaning the entire country. You know, and we have, you know, people ask us, how is real estate? You know, we don't care how it is across the country. It is fantastic
here. It is fantastic here.
You know, if you look around, if you get in your car and you drive around, you see things being built everywhere around town. Now, we don't know how it is for your particular house. So the real answer is, if you are going to be selling your house and you want to know how's the market, it depends on how your house is, how you are going to price it, how your house looks. If you're into buying a house, it depends on what house you want to buy.
Yes.
So how's the market is really depending on your particular situation. But overall, right here in Northeast Florida, it really is fantastic.
Yes. So the one thing I would tell you is when you're getting ready to put your home on the market, the services of a real estate professional are awesome. Are you hearing noise?
I'm not hearing any noise except for the wonderful voice of my partner, Angela
Walker.
Oh,
you think it's in my brain?
Oh, okay. There's static in your brain?
There's static in my headset, probably.
Alan's telling you that.
Anyway, you need the advice of a real estate professional. And I will tell you that recently we had the opportunity to help someone who's been in their home 20 years. And they love their home exactly like it is, and they only moved because they wanted to change their geography, you know, go from one part of town to the other. And
and their kids grew up and their house was too big, but okay. Go ahead.
The point is they loved their home. It wasn't like they were leaving it for
gorgeous
any purpose,
home.
Right? It's a gorgeous, gorgeous home. So to make any changes on the way out seemed like ludicrous, right? Who would do that? You know, when you know your home's gorgeous, why would you change it? But to make the house appeal to the masses, you sometimes have to make some changes that neutralize the palette, the color palette, and such things. And we had the chance to work with someone this past couple weeks in doing that. And it was such a pleasure to watch the transformation and to see their appreciation of that change as well, because they were, you know, not really wanting to embrace the idea of all those changes or the money that was required to do that. But when it was complete, boy, were they happy about the results of how it looked. So I would say when when your real estate agent gives you advice about how to make the home appeal to the masses, take that advice. It's worth doing.
Yeah, well, it's not only to the masses, it's to who the typical buyer is going to be for the house. So it's to the masses and also the typical buyer, because they've been in the house for 20-some years. So they design the house the way they buy it, just like they built a house the way they want it, because they're a little older now. But the typical buyer for their house is a different person than who they are. So just like you said, make it for the masses, for the most number of people that will come and look at it, and the typical buyer. The typical buyer is someone that is younger than they are now.
Well,
so that's what we do.
Their age 20 years ago.
Their age 20 years ago.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So we started the show with a dedication. Also, today is a special day for other people. It's Do Something Nice Day. It's National Do Something Nice Day. And it's International Frugal Fun Day. It's also National Storytelling Day. So if you have a young person in your life, tell them a story today. It's also World Teachers Day. So thank you to all those teachers out there. Hey, when we come back after the break, we are going to tell you what happened in real estate here in Northeast Florida. And one of the fun features here on the show that we do every month are the high and low sales for the month. Something happened this month that has never happened before in the 7 3/4 years that we've been doing this. And Angela, you don't know about it yet.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm excited.
We are going to tell you about it when we get back. A really weird one has come into play. We're also going to answer your questions. And Angela, we've got a contest. And I haven't told you what it is. Wait till you see what it is or hear what it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Good morning, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back. So excited. Did I tell you I was excited?
Yes, you did.
I'm trying to be excited.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, should we start off with a contest?
Yes. Well, I'm interested to hear what you have to say. What do you want to know about?
Well,
and I want to know if I know the answer.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Well, you did, because I kind of gave you a hint about it yesterday, and you guessed it right away.
Oh, then I already know the answer.
Well, you don't.
Oh, did you change the question?
No. Well, listen up.
All right.
All right. Everybody put your listening ears on, as Judge Judy says. I love Judge Judy. Anyway, every year a report is published, and it's on the value of different home improvement projects and, you know, what the value is when it's time to sell. Do you get your money back? And virtually no project gives back in sales more than the cost of the project itself. Now, of course, the homeowner gets pleasure from some of the many projects that they do, whether it's a new pool, a paved patio, a new front door. I mean, whatever it is, the homeowner usually gets some pleasure from it. Now, the quiz of the is, what project gives the homeowner the most pleasure? Now, I know most of you are thinking that, What are you thinking? You're thinking, oh, you know what it is.
I do.
It's a kitchen. And yes, that's what I asked Anna. She said, oh, that's easy. Kitchen. It's a kitchen.
Yes.
So just about 90% of you are going to say kitchen. And you would be right. So here's what we're looking for. Which project came in second?
Oh, man. See? He knew the question was too easy.
It was too easy, and the first person would get it. So which home improvement?
Wait, that was me. I was the first person that you asked who got it. Do I get a prize?
You get me.
You're a catch.
We get each other every day. So what's the number, Angela?
222-8255.
Okay.
Call. That's area code 904-222-8255. Call and win, y'all. So which renovation project gives the most pleasure? It's the kitchen. But what's the second one?
That's the question.
That's the question.
We have the top five here.
Yep.
So
it's not kitchen, because that's number one.
It's not kitchen. It's not
kitchen. See, you knew if I guessed, it was too easy.
Well, you came up with it so quickly, and I thought, you know, before I read the answer, well, it wasn't posed in the article. It wasn't posed as a question. I thought, well, this is easy. Everybody's going to say it's the kitchen.
Okay, anyway. I'm reading the answers, and I would not have got that. Although that is the one I'm going to do next. So
that's all right. Stop talking.
You think I'm going to give it away, don't you?
Stop talking.
Hey, I want to hear what you were talking about, the highs and lows from last month.
You want to hear that before you tell about the numbers?
I do, only because you said there was something unusual, and I want to hear what's unusual. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do the highs for the single-family residences. First of all, 23 of them sold for over $1 million. That's a little bit less than last month. But, of course, you know, this time of year, things are slowing down a little bit. Only one of them was on the ocean. Now, that's a little unusual.
That's very unusual.
Yeah. One was on the ocean. Three of them were on the river. And eight of them were on various other waterfront properties. And I don't mean a pond is in your backyard. I mean it's like on the intercoastal,
right,
on a lagoon, something like that.
Lagoon.
And five of them sold for cash. The largest one sold for $2.5 million.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Only five of the 23 were cash?
Yeah.
That in itself is kind of odd.
That's a little unusual.
That's very unusual.
Okay. So the largest one was a 5-bedroom, 7-bath. It was 5 full baths, 2 half baths, 7,000 square feet, 4-car garage. You know, I love that.
I love that
it has
too.
A lot of garages. It was on the river in San Marco.
Yes.
And really nice house, well built. Built in the 2000s, 2002, I think it was. And it was really, really constructed well. Insulated concrete walls covered in brick. So it was in the San Marco area. So it was built to look old.
Right, but it was newer.
Yeah, 173 days on market. Now, it was built in a colonial style. The front of the house had 5 sets of doors.
Wow.
And 4 of them were double doors.
Right.
So it looks like there were 9 doors on the front of the house.
Huh.
The rear of the house had 7 sets of double doors.
Wow. Yeah. That's too many.
Lots and lots of doors. The laundry room.
I bet it was beautiful, though. Can you imagine having
gorgeous,
a party there and having all those doors open?
Gorgeous, gorgeous house. Now, I've never seen a laundry room like this.
Okay.
It had 37 doors of cabinets.
Wow. Nice storage.
I mean, that's nice bigger storage than most kitchens have.
Yeah.
And the laundry room had an extra dishwasher, had an extra sink, and it had an ice maker. There was an exercise room, a craft room, a billiard room, an elevator, had 2 offices, beautiful, beautiful backyard and garden. Didn't have a pool. And you know me.
You like
if it
a pool.
Doesn't have a pool,
you're not buying it.
Yes. Now, it had a view because it was on the river, and it had what I refer to as a UTB dock.
U-T-B
Write that down. UTB dock.
What's a UTB?
Used to be.
There used to be a dock?
Used to be a dock.
Went away in the hurricane?
Yep.
And they didn't replace it before they sold the house?
No. When they bought it 5 years ago, it had one, and I looked at the pictures of it. It was a nice dock. Gone.
Oh, they should have replaced it.
Yep. Used to be. Hmm. Anyway, okay. nice property. $2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
It was beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful house. And they bought it, like I said, just a few years ago for 2.6 when it had a dock. Now they sold it for 2.5. Beautiful, beautiful dock. I mean, beautiful, beautiful home. Now, the thing that surprised me the most is on the opposite end of the scale. So we give the highs and we give the lowest.
Yes.
This is the lowest price.
Tell me.
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Since a dollar?
8 years.
No.
How much? Well, not quite.
Okay.
The list price.
List price.
List price, $749.
What?
Yep.
What?
Now,
what?
$749. It was a house.
No, it wasn't.
I'm telling you, it was a house. It sold for $100.
What?
And the listing said it was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,400 square feet. And here was the listing. It said, and I quote, buy the lot, get the structure.
Tear down.
Now, it previously sold in 2006 for $40,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked at the picture. I mean, it was a decent house in 2006.
Yeah.
But somebody didn't take care of it.
Oh, man.
And it was a bank-owned property now. So yeah. The bank had foreclosed on it, and they knew. So they put a crazy price on it of $749. Now, here's the really weird part that goes along with it.
What?
The commission to the agent, I swear, $1,000.
Okay. So the agent made $1,000, but the buyer only paid $100.
The listing agent got $1,000. The selling agent got $1,000. It ended up selling for $100.
Wow.
It was that bad, and it was not in the nicest part of town, but, you know, as an agent, I can't say more than that.
Right.
But it...
That is really interesting.
It was really a teardown.
I'd like to go back and dream about the $2.5 million one you talked about and leave that one out of my brain.
All right, let's talk about condos. Two of them sold for over $1 million.
Okay.
This has also never happened before.
What?
Both condos...
Yes.
Sold for the exact same price.
Okay.
So it was a tie.
How much?
$1.2 million.
Okay. Oceanfront?
Both oceanfront.
Yep.
Both in Pontevedra Beach.
My fave.
So I decided to choose the one that was slightly larger. 2,500 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Was on the market for a whopping 13 days. Now, here's something surprising. What? It sold 10 months ago also.
So
same one.
Did somebody fix it up and sell it?
No. Nope. I guess they needed to move. I don't know. Sold for one
point. That happens from time to time.
It sold for $1.1 million 10 months ago and now sold for $1.2 million.
Huh.
Sold for cash. And the lowest price condo was actually fairly high, $48,700, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, with an enclosed patio and carport. Now, it did need to be cleaned, it needed paint, it needed flooring, and it needed a new bathroom vanity. So what we're finding is a trend with lower-priced condos.
The price is going up.
They are definitely coming up in price.
Yes.
So those are the high and low condos and single-family homes.
Well, see, that was way more interesting, I think, than the part that I normally do about what happens every... You know, at the end of every month.
At the end of every month. So
I was only doing it at the end of the week.
Yeah, interest rates are still great. So we want everybody to call, not everybody, we need people to call and guess.
The contest
that makes the home, what home renovation gives people the most joy.
Joy.
The most pleasure.
Pleasure.
Other than a kitchen.
Yes.
That's an easy... There are several things that it could be.
Yes.
And I will tell you, it's not a swimming pool, because this was a nationwide survey, and people, you know, around the... Not everybody around the country puts in a pool, so it's not a pool.
Okay.
Okay? Now, in Florida, it gives people pleasure. All right, stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Give us a call, 222-8255.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The impeachment inquiry is now reaching directly into the White House, Democrats subpoenaing officials about contacts with Ukraine, and President Trump is signaling his administration will not cooperate because the House has not held an official impeachment vote on the House floor. Meanwhile, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network the president's phone call with Ukraine all began with the attorney general's need to know more about a possible FBI conspiracy against then-candidate Donald Trump that became the root of the Trump-Russia investigation back in 2016. Talent says it is normal to do as the president did and for the U.S. government to seek assistance from foreign countries when investigating an alleged crime that may have taken place on their soil. Vermont Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders telling supporters he'll be back on the presidential campaign trail soon. This is SRN News.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluation and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, Dansko, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be a chance of rain all weekend and continuing until this coming week. Average rain chance by 30%. Partly cloudy during the daylight hours with highs into the upper 80s. Nighttime lows around 70.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us during the station break. We're happy to be here with you today.
And we've got a caller, but first I want to tell everybody what the contest is, everyone. It's other than a new kitchen, what is the number one home renovation that gives people the most...
The number two is the kitchen.
Well, I was going to say number one besides the kitchen.
Right.
And we've got our number one fan on the air, Levi. Good morning, Levi.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you today?
Well, I'm going to do the real easiest one where everybody will not get it five more times. Me, personally, I want to change that bathroom.
You want to change the bathroom?
That's an excellent guess.
Is that it, Howard? That is the one I thought it would be, but it did not make the top five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the one I would want.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
Especially because we always say it's kitchens and bathrooms that sell houses. So you would definitely think it would be that.
Yep.
Good guess.
Well, thanks for listening, Levi. We appreciate you.
Every single weekend, every single Saturday.
I know you
do. We did a whole almost 8 years now.
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you so much. We owe you a gift card from a couple weeks ago. We send them out about once a month, so it'll be coming out this weekend.
Okay, y'all take care.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey,
so now we still need someone else to call in and figure out, what is it? It's not kitchens, and now we know it's not baths. So what could it be that brings us so much joy?
Yeah.
I think I know.
You know, in California, there are crazy high prices. There are crazy big egos by some of those movie stars and TV stars, and even some interesting home selling prices. And pricing ideas. You know, Beverly Hills has some of the highest prices in the nation. Recently, a 20,000 square foot mansion lingered on the market for 2 years and had several price cuts. It started out at $100 million. And then...
That's just chump change.
$100 million. Can you imagine? And then it went down to $68 million in January of this year, and then went down to $60 million in May.
Wow.
How do you come up with these prices? It's like, it's just, you know, you pull things out of the air. Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. I watched that show, Million Dollar Listing, with the guys in California, and it's so cute when they always go, oh, yeah, that lot is worth $20 million or $40 million or whatever, right?
All right, before I continue with this,
do that.
We got another caller. We got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. You have a question for us, or you have a guess for our contest?
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
It's probably not going to be my guess would be a patio, even though you said a couple months ago that the number one or one of the biggest reasons people would refinance for home improvements is an outdoor kitchen. But I figure more people build decks than they build outdoor kitchens.
It did not make the top five that gives people pleasure, but it was one of the things that people like to do.
We're house hunting, they're sure looking for the backyard.
Yes.
With the patios, the decks, the fire pit, get a summer kitchen, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that did not make this short list of five, did it, Howard?
It did not make the top five. It was in the top 10, but it did not make the top five.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, while you're on, do you have any real estate questions?
No, I do want to point out, though, that somebody that used to sell real estate and has been in the mortgage business for many years, that I appreciate the information you guys give out. I run into on a constant basis so many realtors that I have to wonder how they ever managed to pass their test because of some of the inane things that they come up with. And yeah, you guys give a lot of good information and good advice and a lot more trustworthy than what people may hear from somebody else.
Thank you, Jim.
Sells two houses a year and thinks they know it all.
Ah, yeah. That's true. Well, we do probably about 50 houses a year. And, you know, one of the things that Howard always says is that, you know, when he's talking to people who aren't familiar with the business, he'll say that real estate agents have to take 14 hours of continuing ed. And we do that probably
every
2 years. And we do that every week as we're preparing for the show. We're constantly reading. Both of us are. And we're constantly trying to stay up on what's happening at the local level, the state level, the national level. So, you know, we want to make sure we're ready for people's questions when they call in. So, anyway, we appreciate you calling, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Great guest.
Enjoy the show.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate you listening. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. All right. So, we were talking about people in California with big houses and big egos and big price tags.
Oh, yeah.
So on this particular house, started at $100 million, went to $68 million, then went to $60 million in May. And now what they've done is raised it by $20 million, raised the price to $80 million.
Hmm.
When the realtor was asked about the reason for the price increase, his response was, well, another property recently sold for $120 million, so maybe it's time to raise prices. And it was also in the Beverly Hills area. So that was interesting logic. Maybe raise price because the competition sold a price for a high price, sold a house for a high price.
There's probably some thought in
there. What do
you
think about that?
Well, it depends upon how similar it was to that house, right?
Well, actually, okay. It was bigger. It was the old Aaron Spelling estate that was 60,000 square feet. Still bigger house, crazy prices.
There are crazy prices.
Yeah, what do you have to say about all that?
Well, here's what I have to say. You know, there's sometimes when Howard and I will recommend a price increase. Now, when we do, it's usually when we take over a listing from a different realtor, and it may have been on the market for an extended period of time, and the market may have changed, just like you're saying. And maybe the old realtor didn't keep up as the market was increasing.
Yes.
And usually we try to accompany an increase in the listing price, though, with some changes, some kind of changes in the condition of the home. And so it could be the interior colors. It could be removing wallpaper. It could be having the landscape redone, creating better curb appeal. It could be staging of the vacant home so that it looks loved. You know, I love my staging.
Oh, yes.
Loved and lived in. It could be using better photography.
To attract more people.
To attract more people, because we're going to do that on the internet first, right? We don't want to use cell phone cameras for that. We want a real photographer.
I hate when realtors use their cell phone camera. And
you can
tell it every time when I look at the listing.
Yes. And of course, we always offer better marketing, because this is where Howard and I are experts, is in marketing. And we invest a lot of our own personal money, our business money, into marketing our customers' homes. And we love talking about the homes here on Real Estate Radio. And then we like to go and hold the homes open, have open houses, so we can meet the public and showcase the house.
You know, we've done it so many times where we've taken over listings from other realtors where their listings have expired, and change the look of the house so often. And sometimes we ask the homeowner to spend a little bit of money. And sometimes it's not asking them to do anything. It's just we do things differently and raise the price. And the homeowners are so, so surprised. Sometimes we ask the homeowner to do a few things that don't cost anything. We have a home that's closing this coming Friday in the Arlington area,
mm-hmm.
that the home is priced higher than it was before, got a contract on it, selling.
But she had to make some changes.
She did make some changes. Actually, she did spend a little bit of money.
She did. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with people spending money to get their home ready to sell. You know, most of us don't live in homes that are ready to sell. Even with us being in the business, you cannot walk in my house today and assume it's ready to sell. I don't live in it ready to sell. I live in it ready to live.
There you go.
Right? It's not ready to sell. So even if I was going to sell my house today,
okay,
I would spend money.
I'll put the towel rack back on.
Even if I was going to sell my house, which I'm going to at some point, there's money that has to be spent, Howard. Get your checkbook out. There's money that has to be spent.
Okay.
For us to sell.
All right.
Yes. Every homeowner needs to expect to spend money to sell. Absolutely.
All right. And we still need somebody to call in and guess what is the second most home renovation or upgrade.
That gives you pleasure.
That gives you the most pleasure.
Not kitchens, not bathrooms.
What is it? Give us a call, 222-8255. We're also going to answer your questions. We got a couple of open houses today that we're going to talk about and more when we get back. Stay with us, everyone.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here on this. Ready?
Yeah, you know what happens sometimes?
Hey.
What?
I'm doing my happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Yes. You know, Alan noticed I didn't do three happies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we run out of time to tell people about the great houses that we have on the market.
I don't want to do that.
Because we usually do that right at the end of this segment. So we're going to do something different today.
Yes.
Not only did we have, you know, the dedication to our good friend
Gus
who passed away, Gus and Carol, and Gus passed away this week. So I think that we're going to do another thing different before we give the answer to the contest, and people can still call in.
They can.
I think we're going to do Hot Deal of the Day right now.
Yes, I like it. I like it.
All right.
So I'm going to talk about the one that I should be at today. Okay, I'm supposed to be at Wexford today. From 11 to 1.
In Mandarin and Beauclair?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that my friend Gary's going to be there for me today because Carol called and said, come to me right now. So I'm coming to Carol instead. Oh, wait, you want to get that first? And then we'll do the hot deal.
All right, we've got Larry on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Yes, good morning. How you doing? I want Burnwood's time. Excuse me, flooring improvement.
Yes.
Ooh, flooring improvement is such a great option, and it makes such a big splash and impact, but it's not the right one.
It made the top 10,
But, it did?
Yeah, it did, but did not make the top five.
Did not make number two, which is what we were looking for.
Yeah.
It's the thrill of the hunt. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling. You've called many times. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Okay, so anyway, what I was saying is I'm supposed to be at Wexford from 11 to 1, and I can't be there because I'm with Carol, but Gary Harlow is going to be there, so you guys go out and see Gary because he's an awesome, awesome realtor.
Okay, so
and he's standing in for me today, and I appreciate it.
Well, before you get into details about it, we got to tell people it's in Beauclair in the Mandarin area.
I will.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if you go to San Jose, Beauclair Road, then Wexford is located off of that. Gary will have signs out. He's going to be there today from 11 to 1. This home has taken a price reduction. It is now priced at $484,900. This is a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bathroom home, right around 3,300 square feet, built in 1968, solid as a rock, all brick construction. And this home has a pool home, and it's a corner lot, and it's one house off the river. So you get those river breezes. Ooh, do I love that. And super nice neighbors. I know a bunch of the people who live around there. Very, very nice neighbors. So what I would tell you is it's got a, on one side of the house is a full bedroom and with an ensuite bedroom with a bath. It has a huge laundry room if you appreciate laundry. And its own folding table. I do. I was a mom with three kids with uniforms and all that stuff. So I loved laundry. But anyway, there was a really big laundry room. And then a very enormous kitchen with a center island. And it's got a built-in cooktop that's in a brick alcove. Very Tuscany feeling. And double ovens. And a thermidor refrigerator built-in. And a real large formal living room, formal dining room, big family room with a fireplace. There are wood floors throughout. There's carpet in the bedrooms. One of the five bedrooms is currently being used as an office, but it is a bedroom. It has a closet and all that.
You know what I love about this house?
What?
It has both a sunroom and a screened room and a patio that is separate from the pool area.
Yes.
It has all of those things.
Yes, it does. So there's a Florida room and a screen room, just like you're saying. And then there's a patio.
And the elegant circular driveway.
Oh,
in front.
Tons of parking because it's that corner lot. They put a circular drive in the front of this home, and it really does add to the number of people. They entertain a lot, and so you can fit a lot of people there. So come out today from 11 to 1. See our associate, Gary. He will be there and answer any questions you have and show you the home.
And I'm going to be in Middleburg in the Two Creeks subdivision, a 3,000-square-foot home on Sand Hill Crane, another five-bedroom home with four full bathrooms, a screen lanai, three-car garage, big, big kitchen island that's 11 feet long. Yes,
that's crazy,
you heard
right?
me. 11 feet long, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two HVAC systems, many, many built-ins, huge walk-in master closet. One of the second bedrooms has its own bath on the first floor. There are four bedrooms downstairs, one upstairs with a second man cave, den, family room, whatever.
Huge.
So it has a living room downstairs, it has a family room downstairs, and that family room upstairs
yes.
as well. A true multi-generational house. There's a hot tub. It's on a preserve lot. So many amenities in the area. This house is only $102 a square foot. Where are you going to find that?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. It's $304,900.
Yes.
For 3,000 square feet, I'm going to be there today from 12:30 to 2:30. You got to come see us. This house is beautiful. It's got barn doors in it.
I know.
Sliding barn doors.
And
really,
this
really
lady
nice.
Is so talented. And so one of the things she did is she painted the walls in the foyer, and it has like a stencil thing, but you don't even see it. It is fantastic. It's really gorgeous.
Now, if you want to be in St. John's County, Mirabella Subdivision at the World Golf Village exit, 2,800 square feet, four bedroom, three bath, most of the bedrooms, most of everything is downstairs. There's just one bedroom and one bath upstairs. It's got a covered lanai, three ovens in this house, quartz countertops, plantation shutters, the master with two closets, his and hers, a fenced rear built in 06, really priced competitively. This house is so neat and clean. It's like it's brand new. It's open today from noon to 2. It's priced at $314.5.
No, it's not. Howard.
Took a price reduction.
$300. This
oh
house is priced so well, it is going to sell. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
They are motivated to sell, and Rob is going to hold that open today from 12 to 2.
Oh, my.
Yeah, isn't that great?
All right, we got to talk about the contest because we do not have a correct answer yet. It's almost at the end of the show. So, aside from kitchens, the number two renovations that give people the most happiness is something that Angela wants so incredibly
much. I do want
much.
It really bad.
She wants a custom master closet.
I do.
So now
I do.
Our listeners are saying, yes, that would give me pleasure.
Yes. And it's sort of a treat, right?
Yes.
Doesn't it feel like a treat when you talk about it?
The number three thing is if you have an older home with dull, drab paint, you want your whole interior house painted.
Yes.
That was a surprise for me. And the number four thing, which is a total surprise for me, is if you have an old front door, you want a new front door, maybe with side lights. So a whole front door system. That was number four. And number five, probably mainly for people in the north, I don't know, is you want new windows that look pretty and that are energy efficient. Because if you're in the north, you feel cold that comes in from those windows.
Yes.
So you get new windows that maybe have multiple panes in them that keep you warm.
So that's funny that you think that was a northern thing. Because I feel like from all the houses that I show, that there's certain neighborhoods we go into that have really bad windows. You know, like the builder, the lot of windows that they put in from whatever vendor, they're bad throughout the whole neighborhood.
Oh,
and I feel like there's times where there's a lot of homeowners wishing they had better windows.
Well, that could be.
Yes.
That could be. By the way, we have one other house to talk about. It's on Straw Pond in Samara Lakes, which is right near Mirabella in St. Johns County.
Yes.
3,500 square feet. Oh, my goodness. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. There's even a balcony off of the master bedroom. Yes. 4 of the bedrooms are upstairs. Plus a huge play area upstairs.
Yes.
This is like 2 houses. I mean, it's
unbelievable. Ginormous.
And no CDD fees. It's on a pond. The pantry is big enough to put a bed in. Of course, not that you will. But of course, but it's a huge walk-in pantry. It's as large as the studio that we are broadcasting from.
In.
It's
That's
like
right.
9 feet by 9 feet. It could be a 6-bedroom home. It has a lanai. It has a fenced rear. It's the largest lot in the neighborhood. It's only $350,000. For 3,500 plus square feet. That's under $100 a foot. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my. Hey, folks, we love doing this radio show. We give back to the community. We really want to help you during the week if we possibly can. Angela's number, direct to her. Not anybody else is going to answer it. 465-3845. My number is 687-8161. We want you to stand by for the Van Wees. They've got lots of information for you to tell you about the unemployment rate. The stock market wasn't so good this week, but they're going to fill you in on the whys, the wherefore. The economy is still terrific. We want you to be back with us next week. God bless everyone. Kiss and love your family members.